I've got some news for you. I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Friday, May 8th, 2026, and we just heard Nine Muses with News. All right, guys. I hope you're seated for this. You're going to have to brace yourself because we just have the strangest, weirdest, oddest health story you're ever going to hear today. Now, apparently, there's research suggesting that a fart, yes, I'm talking about, yes, we're going there today, might have something to do with brain health. They say the key player is a gas called hydrogen sulfide, and it's actually the gas responsible for that very distinctive smell when someone lets out a big one. And we know Karen has those. Yes. I got a DM from my husband the other day. He said that he almost died in bed the other night. I'm just joking, by the way. I don't know his info at all. Now, scientists say this gas can actually act as a kind of, you know, messenger in the body, with early research showing it can help cells to communicate, reduce inflammation in the brain, slow down cell damage, and maybe even play a role in conditions like Alzheimer's, y'all. Wow. I did not know that, and I'm sure a lot of you didn't know that as well. So, yes, somewhere in the lab, someone is seriously studying this kind of stuff, and I'm pretty sure they're probably like, yo, lay one right now. Let me smell it. Could you imagine doing that for research? But before anyone gets too excited, experts are very clear. This does not mean you should go around actively sniffing anybody or anything or asking people to fart, because at high levels, hydrogen sulfide is actually toxic. It's dangerous. Think of it more like this. Scientists are interested in the chemical itself, in tiny controlled amounts, as a possible future treatment. We're not talking about the real-life version you would, you know, suddenly start to smell in the elevator, per se. So maybe we'll see bottles of this gas being sold as brain health supplements in the future. Who knows? Sometimes science is fascinating. Sometimes it's groundbreaking. And sometimes it's stanky. Don't be going around farting and be like, it's science! It ain't to me, all right, guys? We have the perfect song right now. It is NCT 127 with Gas. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. It is time for you to take a break. Go to the break room right now. Grab your coffee or tea, and maybe if no one's around, go. That's only if no one's around. Don't do it with people around. That's nasty. That is rude, by the way, too. Okay? Let it out. Sometimes, you know, that's the worst feeling when you're actually gassy and windy, and you have to hold it in all day. It is not a fun feeling. No, because you feel bloated. It's not a good feeling at all. Now, speaking of flatuation, and being flatuated, and flatulence, all of the gases. Related topics, of course. And that, of course, you guys thought of scientists farting in a lab and all that good stuff. Did you think they would dig deep into this one? Let me ask you this question. Where did you think is the most dangerous place? All right. Yeah, I'm asking this question. Where is the most dangerous place to pass gas? Number one, an elevator. Number two, a classroom full of people. Or number three, a bathtub full of warm water. Now, they all sound a little dangerous to me, and an elevator in a classroom would be, I guess, the most embarrassing, you know, socially, because there's people around. But scientists say farting in a bathtub is the worst for your health. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, why? I'm alone. It don't matter. First, bacteria called E. coli exists in your gut. And as you pass gas, it can technically release tiny amounts of that bacteria into the water, basically turning your nice bubbly bath water into a toxic bacteria soup. You don't want to be a part of that. No, 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 no. Now, if you think about it, your clothes basically act as a barrier between you and a lot of bacteria and germs from getting inside your body. But when you're taking a bath, the barrier is gone. Your plain old butt cheeks can't filter all that. No. But what if your bathwater is piping hot? You're thinking, won't it kill the germs and the bacteria? No! Even if the water is hot, it won't be hot enough to kill off most of the germs. Scientists say the water needs to be at least 70 degrees Celsius to do all that. Killing the germs and all that. And that's not a pleasant temperature to be in a bath. You'll probably like burn your skin off. So, the next time you feel the urge to let one out, maybe get out of the bathtub. Like, stick your butt out, at least. Or hold it in. Okay? Or like I said, just step outside the bathtub or your booty, let it out, and then wait a little bit, and then sit back down. Okay? You don't want that E. coli just, you know, lingering in your bathwater and you becoming part of that bacteria. That is nasty. Okay? That's a big no-no, which is the perfect song right now that we have set up for you. It's Itzy with That's a No-No.
Ready for your next Korea adventure?
Pack light, tune in, and just go!
Welcome to Just Go with Nael, where she explores the hidden beauties of Korea's smaller cities and districts, and of course, that many miss out on. I wanted to start off today, sounding like some old school, like,
ad?
I guess it was like ad, but like a female version. I have a friend in Korea who kind of sounds like,
next up is something station.
I feel like it would be an introduction to some sort of, I don't know, a bed and breakfast in some cottage somewhere.
Really?
And like, welcome to our cottage.
Oh no. Look at that. The ghosts of this radio station are showing up.
You're hearing something? Brian's going crazy,
well,
guys.
Well, they are too. Did you not see their faces?
Brian's going crazy, guys.
I think your mic is haunted.
Oh, no. Brian's going crazy. He's hearing. No, I hear it too, guys.
That's why your eyes got big.
Yeah.
You got scared. You're like, what's going on in the studio?
No matter what month of the year, you thought summer, August, and, you know, October, or I thought that those are going to be the only times for horror. But
there's
Brian,
only 5 months left till October.
But somehow he manages to bring in horror and haunting and murder into every episode. And I thought we could avoid this by doing pleasant trips, corner on exploring the beauties of Korea. But
what?
No.
You know what's creepy and scary at the same time?
What?
Today's the 8th, right?
Yeah.
Guess what tomorrow is?
My wedding anniversary.
Oh, is it?
Thank you, guys. Yes. Now
also,
you can't make that scary.
Guess what I'm doing on the 9th? I'm going to give you a preview. I'm filming my YouTube with, do you know Dolby Kungpo guy? He's like a YouTuber who tells ghost stories online.
And what makes you think I would know a horror YouTuber guy?
Well, we're filming tomorrow
for
my channel, and we're going to be telling ghost stories. And I think that's why, like, this is like a, maybe this is a warning. That
for what?
That spirit's going to follow us tomorrow. I gave you guys a spoiler. We don't know when it's going to be uploaded, but now you guys know one of my guests on my channel.
About spirits following you around.
But if you actually go to his channel, you have to watch his stuff.
Oh.
But you see, he's a big time scary YouTuber guy. He's had like big idol guests, female K-pop idol stars, K-pop boy groups. Yes.
Yeah, but you know what? With all due respect, I'm sure all these people are great in their careers and famous, but I don't think, no matter how much money you pay me, I can't be a guest on a horror show. Because I would actually have to bill my therapy fee separately. I won't be able to sleep. I will cry during the show on the way back home. So I'm kind of on the borderline about like maybe billing.
But we've done it on the show.
Exactly. So maybe I'm thinking as it gets deeper and deeper and Brian keeps trying to haunt me.
And today,
yeah,
we're going to find out how to get to Namhae.
Yes, we got a little carried away, but
yes.
Namhae. Because, you know, Parents' Day coming up, I wanted to, you know, pick a place that wasn't just...
So we're going to someone else's son. Get it? You laughed!
I'm trying so hard,
guys. Laughed, and well,
you know, technically,
our producer's jaw just dropped like, what?
You know, because... I mean, I can't say that Brian's my boss, but he is, in a way, my zombie slash host of the show. So I have to, you know, make him feel good about himself. I have to laugh at his jokes.
No, she don't. No,
then,
she don't.
And then go to Salmukji, clearly. Otherwise, I'll get fired. But
actually, I actually looked up where Salmukji was, and it said it was like an hour and 22 minutes from my house.
Oh,
so
we're safe.
I think whoever told me it was near my house lied to me, unless there's other Salmukjis around in Korea. I don't know if they lied to me.
Maybe there's more than one.
But either way, I'm going to go there one day by myself.
Congratulations. I support you and respect you for all your future endeavors.
And I'll live stream it, or I'll just video chat with you.
Oh, no, Brian, I already blocked you on every possible thing. So none of that in Namhae, guys, because our parents, it's going to be a peaceful trip. It's going to be a delicious trip. But yeah, Namhae is in Gyeongsangnam-do.
Delicious? Are they known for the food?
Ooh, they have some things that I'm really, really excited to talk about. But how to get there? Yes. Remember last week we talked about Udo and how it's not really an easy trip. This one is even, I would say, trickier to a certain extent because it's 400 kilometers away from Seoul. Yes,
that's far.
At the bottom tip of Korea.
And so that's farther than like Busan and...
In some ways, yeah. Okay. So if you drive, it's 4 to 5 hours, so it could be similar, but...
So it'll take me about 3 hours.
If you take an airplane, you
I
can
drive
go to...
Fast.
Oh, yeah. Sacheon-gongang, and then so it'll be like an hour plane ride and then just travel by car or some sort of public transport and 40 to 60 minutes just to get to Namhae. But this is the closest airport. The other option is going to Yeosu Airport, but it's slightly further, but still doable. But
the train?
You can get to a train and then also have to do either public transport, which will take a long time. But the key is with your parents. So I would recommend if you're traveling via KTX, which is, you know, going down to Jinju and then maybe driving, rent a car or just drive all the way down. Maybe rent an RV for fun's sake.
I kind of sort of feel like in the near future... They're going to have like a speed train or something going down there.
Yeah, not directly in Namhae, but yeah, for sure. It should be a little more convenient. But it's in the spirit of going with your family, a little more focused for adults and parents.
So it's like more of a family-friendly atmosphere?
I'm going to say it's a little more like older generation family-friendly rather than like... I mean, I guess kids could go too, but I think parents would enjoy this a lot more.
Okay, so what is the relation to the music today?
So, in spirit of Parent Day, this is a song from a daughter to a mother about all the sacrifices she made.
Alrighty, let's check it out. The song is by Kim Sejong. The song is called Flower Way, 꽃길. Alright, that was Kim Sejong with Flower Way, 꽃길. And now we're going to talk more about Namhae and why it is a great place to go with your parents.
Yes, so when you're traveling with parents, especially if your parents are kind of picky and they do like to, well, frankly, complain a little when you pick the places to go.
Oh, did you study my mom and dad? Yes.
Oh, well, maybe we have the same parents. Dun,
yes.
Dun. But the questions to ask yourself before you plan the trip, one, is it easy to walk around? Is it walkable? Is it peaceful, not super crowded? But and will they feel comfortable there? So
yeah, that's the important thing, the comfort.
Yeah, and Namhae, I think, really does fit a lot of that, as long as you make the travel there as smooth as possible. Mm-hmm. But some key spots, they're really beautiful. I feel like Korea has a lot of these where they make a little mini other country in a corner of Korea. And they have 독일 마을, which is like a German village.
But if you think about it, that's every country. Because you have Korea town in LA, New York,
But I feel
Chicago.
Like they don't like make Korean-style houses like in a little...
That's
like, almost
true.
Like a drama set.
Yeah, K-Town doesn't look like Korea.
Which, I mean, you know what, guys? I don't think it's a bad way to PR. It's cool. It's fun. It's very, you know, photo op. So it's a small village built by Korean miners and nurses who returned from Germany. So they're like, oh yeah, let's make something that looks like where we worked. So very colorful European-style houses, tile roofs, which is not common in Korea, at least back in the day, how they built the houses. So it really feels like you stepped into like a movie set, another country. You can slowly walk through the streets, stop at cafes. They have lots of cafes. And even try, what is Germany famous for? Beer and sausages.
I was about to say, I have no idea.
And potatoes. Yeah. But at the top of this village, you can actually have a viewpoint where you look over into the ocean. Because Namhae, as I said, is at the tip of South Korea. So going, And it's not crowded. It's easy walk. So that is 독일 마을. Go. And I feel like even younger people could enjoy this aspect of it. But this other village that I saw, they have a different village called 다랭이 마을. And it kind of reminded me of like rice fields that are kind of layered in, I want to say, some other country in Southeast Asia. But they're terraced and it's layered like little steps cascading toward the ocean. So it's there's steps going down and...
Okay, at the Darangi village.
Yeah, so they're narrow walking paths. And if you take a picture kind of from far, it's really beautiful. A lot of people... I feel like people go during winter as well, but when you take a picture when the greens have all come up, it's very picturesque because you have the ocean, you have the little cascading fields, and
the blue and the green always look beautiful in pictures.
Exactly. Yes. So it kind of does look like a painting in a way, but of course we have to talk about the food. I feel like the whole point of having this segment is because I wanted to talk about food.
Well, that's important. When you travel... You always want to know where the good eating places are.
I don't know why, but I just don't take many photos anymore when I travel. I used to. I used to be like, okay, I have to take the perfect picture. Now I'm like, what food do they have? I need to try their food.
I agree with you. I feel like...
Is it because I'm getting older?
Not only that, but you know, people always say, it's like, live in the moment. Mm. Everyone always wants to take pictures. Even at like concerts, you see all these phones up in the air videoing the singer or the performers. And so basically, you're not watching the actual performance. Mm-hmm. You're watching it through your phone.
Yeah.
So you're not accepting and appreciating the artistry through the stage and the performance. You paid whatever amount of money to get into the venue to what? Watch it on your phone? You could do that at home on your computer screen.
And somebody else is filming it better than you.
Exactly. And so like people, even the artists on stage will sometimes like, hey guys, thank
Put
you for coming to our
down.
Show. Watch us.
Yeah.
You know? Or if you are going to film it, hold the phone up, but still look at the artist, not your phone, you know?
Maybe we should start banning phones in certain zones like this to just take it all in. It's beautiful.
Yes. That's why I appreciate, like, if you look at videos from, like, the early 1990s and then late 90s,
mm-hmm.
like Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson went on a tour, you see not a single phone in the air.
Yeah, because they couldn't really do
and
anything with their phones.
Because, I mean, of course, back then there were no smartphones, but it's just more of a beautiful scene to see everyone focusing on the stage. That view was so great to look at. But now you see people at K-pop concerts or any pop concert, you know, you still have people looking at the stage, but then you see a lot of this. Like, right now we're filming, but you see people do this. So the artist is there, but everyone's looking at their phones to see if they get the right angle. And so they're like, oh, it's for my keepsake. Yeah, but you're not appreciating the actual performance. You're only looking at your phone. Yeah, times have changed.
Are you one of those people who still, at least maybe not with these experiences like concerts and things like that, but the phone must eat first? Do you take pictures of food?
I'm normally not. But if someone else is doing it at that time, I'm like, if they're doing it, I might as well do it.
Yeah.
But if one's going to do it, then I'm like, all right, let's just... appreciate the food and eat it.
Yes.
Yeah, but everyone, so you know, you have that one friend who's like, 잠깐만, wait a minute. And then you're not going to let me eat? He's like, no, we have to take pictures first.
I like to ruin their food. I'm a little bit of a sadist. Yes. I'm the annoying troll that, yes, I don't take pictures.
You're the annoying troll that I need at the table.
Everyone's going to hate me, though. You have to be that person there.
No, I want you to be the one that everyone hates so I can just enjoy the food.
That's how I feel, Brian.
Thank you.
We're on the same page.
Thank you.
That we want each other to be hated, not ourselves.
Yes.
So now, let's talk about
the anything that's worth being photographed?
Well, yes.
At the diamonds.
There is. But we talked about makgeolli last week, and there's lots of different varieties of makgeolli in Korea. But what they're famous for is actually yuja. So citron leaf makgeolli, yuja ip makgeolli. Slightly sweet and citrus. I mean, makgeolli itself
is very citrusy.
Yeah, I think I kind of like that. Almost like a cocktail-y flavor of makgeolli.
I make some good cocktails.
So maybe you should make some sort of makgeolli cocktail. Anyway, so this has been passed down, locals. There's actually a village grandmother who started this, and people are like, oh, and it's our village recipe. So they have this pride in their yuja ip makgeolli. And they're also famous for other yuja desserts like castera, manju, and things like that. And they really make the most of this yuja. Now, some other foods that I really want to try. 남해 고기 국수. It kind of looks like a 잔치 국수, but with a little bit more of like a milkier broth with meat on top. So somewhere in between like a 돼지국밥 and like a 국수 Yeah.
What kind of noodles do they use?
So it's kind of, it's very thin. It almost looks like a, somewhere between like a 잔치국수 and like, you know, the Jeju.
So like 소면.
I can't say it's entirely 소면, but do you know the Jeju 고기국수?
No,
it kind of looked
remember.
Like that. But it, yes, you guys
you
should try.
You eat a lot.
No, I don't. I just love food. Yes.
Well, for a person who loves food and you like going to a place to eat, you're not like 20,000 pounds.
No, so I yeah. have a very comparatively small stomach, but I do want to eat a lot. So I have to order it all with all of my friends and have one bite of everything. So very
that's not a bad thing. So it's like buffet style, so you get to try everything.
Yeah, but I can't really make the most of everything at an actual buffet because I have a small stomach. But moving on to this other food, actually our PD님 sent me a picture of this while I was writing this script because she's been to Namhae.
I'm looking at it, it doesn't sound appetizing at
no,
all.
No, guys. So I'm a huge fan of anchovy, but anchovy's great. No. 멸치 is kind of different, though. The Western version of anchovy versus 멸치, Koreans usually dry it or things like that. But
I don't like 멸치 at all.
Why?
I've never liked it as a kid.
It's
I don't like
stanky.
It now. No, I just don't like the texture of it. Like, you know how like 멸치 in the 반찬?
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's almost like crispy.
Yeah.
It feels too dry for me. It's almost like too papery to me.
Huh. Oh, yeah. They're kind of like you layered a bunch of little cardboards.
Yeah.
But that's what they're famous for. Anchovies. Namhae is the anchovy capital of Korea.
I like anchovy-infused things. So it's almost
pizza?
Like a fishy type of flavor. But I don't like the texture of anchovies.
I like anchovy in in everything. So,
Mirchi. You're fired after today.
For having bad taste, apparently. But you know what? This yeah. is. It, I got pictures from our PD님, like I said, because yeah. she went there and lots of varieties of different Mirchi sambap. And so basically, you eat it in a sam with the Korean leafy salad-y stuff with the anchovies on top, but it's been mixed into like kind of a spicier tangy sauce, and lots of other anchovy dishes are like anchovy sashimi. I'm really interested to see what that tastes like.
Did I bring you guys the anchovy infused olives last time?
Yes, I had it.
Did
it
you
was
like
good
it? See Thank that's you. What I like. I like the infused stuff.
I like infused. I like the real
thing. I have to bring things. You guys more.
What
order
about
more.
Fried anchovy? See, anything fried is supposed to be good. So
I don't think I've ever had fried anchovy.
See, I haven't either, but I saw pictures. I'm like, I really want to try that. But in any case, so they're famous for their anchovy.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's talk about the songs of why I picked...
Don't tell me we're going to hear songs about anchovies.
You know what? I really... I tried hard, but I couldn't really find a song about dried anchovies. Maybe you should make one, how much you hate them. But I thought... This was just how I thought in my subconscious. Fish. Rumble
well,
fish.
I would actually chosen a song by V from BTS because anchovy.
Oh, that's a creative way to think about it. But I thought fish. There's a band something called Fish Rumble Fish. So I picked a song by Rumble Fish. And then, of course, because we talked about Makgeolli, it's a song by Yoon Jong-shin.
I did not know there was a song called this, by the way. So first we have Rumblefish with a song called 예감 좋은 날. And then we have Yoon Jong-shin, who I see almost every other day at the hair place, because we get our hair done by the same guy. And he sings a song called Macalina! Alright, that was Yoon Jong-shin with Macalina. Hey, Macalina!
Oh!
Different song completely, obviously.
You know what? It does sound like that. Macalina.
Right? That's like the Congolese version of it, the pronunciation.
Macalina.
But totally different song, my guys. Totally different song. So we are in Namhae enjoying our fish, our anchovies.
Yes.
And now, what are we going to talk about?
We're going to see whether it's a go or no go, but you know what?
So guys, is it a go or no go?
I'm actually planning on going, guys.
Oh, so you never went, though?
No, I haven't been. So I researched this maybe for myself. Maybe that's why we're talking about it today. Because my friend's coming to Korea for the first time in a long while. Sometime at the end of this month. But her family's actually originally from there. And when's a better time to visit than when you have a local guide with you? So I'm super curious about the anchovy tigim, and
well,
I will
if you buy a large amount, bring some back so we can try it.
I feel like it'll be soggy by the time we get here.
Well, guess what? That's perfect for me, because I told you I don't like it dry. And
do you like soggy fried stuff?
Well,
I mean,
I don't like soggy stuff.
Soggy french fries.
And also
fries.
Like if I get fries, like for me, I'll buy stuff in Seoul.
Yeah.
early in the day, bring it back home, and of course it'll be soggy, and I just put it back in the air fryer or in my oven, and it gets
okay,
crispy.
But you don't enjoy the sogginess, and you would eat it after, like, you know, a few hours because
nobody
you enjoy...
wants soggy stuff.
Okay, I was gonna judge him
or
a little
cold
bit
stuff.
But I'm like, okay, you
like,
can
it's
like
eating
that.
A hot naengmyeon or something. Ugh.
Interesting.
Yeah, like you're saying, like something crispy that should be that becomes soggy is nasty. It's like eating hot naengmyeon or hot konguksu.
Ooh.
Where it's supposed to be cold, you know?
Yeah, so I'm gonna actually go and taste it right there when it's freshly fried, and
so
I'll let you guys know.
Bring us some back.
I'll put it in a batch, and then we can fry it fresh.
Yes, and PD will bring us an air fryer in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
And then KBS will hate us, because then the whole
it's gonna smell
like
so
fish.
Bad.
All righty. So,
yes,
we are talking about Namhae.
Mm-hmm.
And for her... Miss Nayel, she
yes.
says she does want to go.
Yes.
And that's why she did her studies.
Yes.
To go to Namhae.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to be our last song for today?
Continuing with the Parents' Day theme. Hmm. You know the song where they go, 엄마, 행복하자, 행복하자.
So it is INT with Yanghwa Bridge or Yanghwa Daegyo in Korean. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's all the time that we have for y'all today. And taking us out, we have a great song by 볼 빨간 사춘기, a.k.a. 볼사. And it's called Find You. Our producer is Choi Dong-kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. And you made us connect now.